Let's talk about the structural economics of AI right now, because NVIDIA's week encapsulates something important about where the industry's center of gravity actually sits. Jensen Huang said at a conference that the chip boom won't bust soon, and he anchored that with a specific claim: the infrastructure build-out for AI inference, not just training, but the ongoing cost of running deployed models, requires sustained compute investment that will continue for years, regardless of which model companies succeed or fail. The $500 billion deal announcement covering Japan and South Korea isn't a single contract. It's a series of commitments from governments and hyperscalers that NVIDIA chips will be the backbone of national AI infrastructure investments.
The $250 billion OpenAI data center guarantee negotiation is a different kind of story. If NVIDIA is guaranteeing that level of investment, it's essentially becoming a co-investor in OpenAI's infrastructure rather than just a vendor. That's a structural relationship that raises questions about what OpenAI owes NVIDIA in return. Exclusive partnerships, preferred pricing, commitment to NVIDIA architecture as foundational to OpenAI's stack. In a market where AMD and custom silicon from Google and Amazon are competing for AI workloads, locking in a supplier at that scale changes the competitive dynamics significantly.
Apple's surge is worth examining in contrast. Apple's AI strategy has been explicitly about efficient on-device inference. Models small enough to run locally without cloud round trips, with strong privacy properties as a differentiator. That strategy is outperforming the market's expectations this quarter, and the share price is reflecting it. There's a genuine philosophical divergence here between the bigger model, more compute approach that NVIDIA and OpenAI represent, and the smaller model, edge deployment approach that Apple, and to some extent Google with its Gemini Nano series, is pursuing.
The open weight letter doubling from 25 to 50 signatories in 48 hours is a significant lobbying development. Open weight models are AI systems where the trained weights, the actual numerical parameters that make the model work, are publicly released, allowing anyone to download and run them without API access or payment. The letter is asking Washington not to impose licensing or export restrictions on these models. The fact that Anthropic and Amazon remain outside the coalition is notable. Anthropic's position is defensible. Their safety argument is that open weights create proliferation risks that closed API access doesn't, but it puts them in an awkward political position as the coalition grows.
Andre Carpathy's clarification that he's still at Anthropic after 68 days is a micro story with macro implications for how talent movement in AI gets interpreted. His ex-bio apparently changed in a way that sparked speculation he'd left, and the speed with which that speculation spread and the market attention it generated tells you how closely the industry watches personnel as a leading indicator of company direction. Carpathy came from OpenAI. His choice to be at Anthropic carries signal about which approach to AI development he endorses. The departure rumors, even unfounded ones, generated enough noise that he felt compelled to publicly address them.
The Debian versus Linux debate over AI-assisted code is a genuinely important fault line in open-source software development. Debian is one of the oldest and most widely used Linux distributions, and it's voting on a full ban of AI-generated code contributions. The Linux kernel project, the core of what Debian runs on, has moved in the opposite direction and is actively welcoming AI tools. The concern Debian is articulating is about code provenance, license contamination, and the inability to audit AI-generated contributions for subtle security vulnerabilities. These aren't abstract concerns. AI-generated code has been shown to introduce security flaws at rates that sometimes exceed human-written code, precisely because it produces plausible-looking but subtly incorrect implementations.
DeepSeek's funding suspension after a leaked investor call is the kind of story that clarifies where geopolitical friction meets corporate strategy. Founder Liang Wenfeng's private remarks about China's AI chip gap, the impact of U.S. export controls on NVIDIA and AMD chips, apparently spread online and spooked investors enough that the company halted its round, targeting a $71 billion valuation. What's significant there isn't the funding pause itself, but what it reveals. Even the most capable Chinese AI lab is privately acknowledging that export controls are creating real computational constraints. That matters for the U.S. policy debate about whether chip restrictions actually work.
Chinese tech firms refusing to meet with U.S. congressional advisors during a recent USCC fact-finding visit is another data point in the same story. Beijing appears to be tightening the parameters of what kinds of engagement Chinese technology companies can have with American government representatives, even in a nominally fact-finding context. With U.S.-China AI talks scheduled for September, the refusal to engage in lower-level exchanges doesn't bode well for productive outcomes at the formal diplomatic level.